We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Five-hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. We're going to do this tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and again Thursday night. Got my guy Double A behind the glass. And there's a ton to talk about. Let me turn the news off. We got CNN on in here. I'd rather not. We're going to watch the Home Run Derby tonight. I've been at the last three home run derby, so you got the right guy. You got the right guy to talk about what goes on there, what to expect. They changed the rules again, but they actually tweaked the rules for the better, I think. And man, Pete Alonso's going to do this one, and he's done after that. He's got to retire, win or lose. That's it. We've seen enough of Pete. And Aaron Judge is one and done. Aaron Judge did it as a rookie, won it. No need to do it again. The Yankees have three winners in Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Juan Soto. I saw Juan Soto win it. I was there to see Pete win it. I was there to see Yoenis Cespedes win it 10 years ago. Who else did I see win it? I saw Vladdy Jr. win it last year. So getting ready for that, I just put all my bets in. I'm not going to tell you who I bet on, but man, if you do bet, if you are a gambling man, there's some exactas. There's some easy money getters. If you have an inkling of who you think is going to do well, I mean, I'll tell you this from my experience. These little guys run out of gas. These little guys do not have the raw power. They do not have the strength and the energy to get through multiple rounds. These little guys, and I'm talking about Jose Ramirez, Bobby Witt Jr., even like a Gunnar Henderson, I don't think those guys have it. It's the guys with raw power that can just swing through it. It's the guys like Pete Alonso. He's the favorite. It's the guys like Adelis Garcia, who, how many times have we seen a guy win it in his building? We've seen that a couple times. Bryce Harper, Todd Frazier. And I would think that Adelis Garcia in his own ballpark has an edge. Marcell Ozuna, who, I don't know, I heard Evan talking about Marcell Ozuna. I do not expect ESPN to spend much time on who Marcell Ozuna is off the field. And I would bet that Major League Baseball advised them not to do so, but you should do so for your own interest if you want to know. Go look up some of his stuff. It's very available. If you're not a diehard baseball fan, maybe you don't know. 888-808-1019. For my diehard Yankee fans, I'm not going to bury the lead. I'm excited for the All-Star Game. I call it the Baseball Festival. But I'm more excited to be here this week because the last 2 years that I was on WFAN, I took off for LA, for Seattle, and my spot was filled. I did that again this year, but last minute was like, wait, I'm not going this year. I want to rock those shows. I want to be on. That's a lot of airtime during the daylight. That's a lot of time to prove who I am, what I am, show who I am for people that go to sleep and don't usually hear me. So I'm not going to bury the lead for the Yankee fans, my fellow Yankee fans who are dear and close to my heart. I am one of you, and I understand most of you, not all of you. And Sunday, that was just, I don't know. What I'll say is, I don't want the feelings of yesterday to bleed into this show too much today. It's over. It's done. It's the second half. And we have a break here. And unfortunately, we need a break from the Yankees again. I remember last year sitting in my hotel room in Seattle watching the Yankees blow the series against the Cubs before the All-Star break. And I wanted to go see that gum wall. I wanted to see the Space Needle. And I said, nah, I'm not going to go do the tourist stuff. I want to watch the Yankees play. And if you remember, Gleyber Torres botched a tailor-made double play, and they took Domingo Herman out, and there was a rain delay. Long story short story long, they end up blowing that game to the Cubs to send you into All-Star break not feeling so good. And, man, the way that they lost that game yesterday, that Roku game, I blame Matt Vasgersian and Roku, an 11:35 start. all that nonsense we had to deal with. I literally set my alarm and got up like 5 minutes before the game. Matt Vasgersian. I don't know. I won't talk too much about that. What I'll say is it's about the conclusion of the game. For them to rally the way that they did, you knew what was on the line. I was on Saturday night from about 7:30 to 11 p.m. And I talked about how winning cures all, how they make you believe, how it is all right in front of them until it's not. How, look at us. They have the chance to sweep them, so I know it's real. Sweep them. Complete the sweep. Even with Carlos Rodon on the mound, couldn't overcome another Carlos Rodon, the curse of Carlos start. Couldn't overcome it. And I just say this about the Yankees. I was saying this the last couple weeks of this terrible stretch. I love the Yankees like you do, but they're fake elite. You know what I'm saying? Like, they play like poverty, but they want you to believe that they're rich and fancy and upper echelon. Right? It's fool's gold. When I'm watching the way that that game ended, I'm just sad because as much as they can give you the Friday night dramatics, which Clay Holmes, remember him throwing the ball and hitting Heston Kerstad in the head? Yeah, for those of you that want to absolve Clay Holmes, that's something we're not going to do tonight. You're not going to call WFAN from now till midnight and take Clay Holmes off the hook. He's at the All-Star game right now with guys looking at him like, you? Anyway, yeah, they give you that whole back and forth benches clearing brawl with Brandon Hyde in the middle of it. And a lot of Yankee fans said that woke them up. And I'm like, they were winning that game. Clay couldn't control the ball in the rain, whatever. What woke them up was going back to Camden Yards with their fans taking over the building, remembering who they were with Gerrit Cole on the mound. And then the next day, Luis Gil on the mound, your two best starters giving you great performances and changing the lineup enough so that guys could come alive. Aaron Judge was walked seven times, and he hit two homers. I don't know why they kept pitching to him. And Juan Soto showed up. Juan Soto breaking out of his slump. And Trent Grisham and Gleyber Torres. There were a lot of good things. But you know what? They just have a way to completely erase all the good. They are able to just that fast kill our belief in them. And as much as they're able to kill our belief in them, they still have the best betting odds to make it out of the American League, right? And I'm not here to tell you tonight that, oh, it's a long season. Oh, they could still make the World Series. They can make the World Series. They can make the World Series and lose. They can make the World Series and win. Whatever. Like, I'm not going to tell you about the bright side. For what? We're not going to absolve anyone. I can only go off of what I've seen. And what I see is they're fake elite. Elite teams make those plays. After rallying, right, after wasting the heroics of a young Ben Rice again, like they did Thursday in Tampa, they can't make the routine, simple plays. Now, it made me think back to Tampa and Hal Steinbrenner showing up there, as well as Brian Cashman meeting the media. And for all of you that love to say, oh, if George was alive, I hate it, but I understand it. Because they fear George Steinbrenner. If George Steinbrenner came through and was in the building for the Tampa series, maybe they would tighten up. Maybe they would be so tight that they would say, oh, trade deadline's coming up. I can't afford to botch a play. I can't afford to be swinging at first pitch strikes. I got to have good at bats. I got to have great defense or my ass is gone. He'll trade me. I could be out of here. I feel like these guys live so much off of the past. I feel like these guys live so much off of Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera and the 27-time World Series champions. They just go out there and take it for granted. You should feel like, as a Yankee, you could be here today, gone tomorrow. It's a privilege. Like, you should feel like, yo, I get to play for the greatest baseball franchise there ever was. Instead, guys are out there half asleep, asleep at the wheel, falling asleep on the base paths, falling asleep on defense. And that's why I also understand those of you that are mad at the manager, right? Because the coach from when you're in Little League is supposed to say, hey guys, come on, one out, one to get, two outs, one to get, tighten up. Everybody think about what you're doing, where you are, and the ball coming to you. I know if it was me playing out there, I would love to be the guy that the ball comes to in that moment to complete the sweep. To send the Yankees into first place, going into the All-Star break, and a sweep of the Baltimore Orioles, which never happens. And obviously, they were just swept before that series by the Cubs. It's not like you beat a juggernaut. Not like you beat a great team. They were reeling, and the Yankees gave them life. 888-808-1019. This is not going to be the temperature of this show. This is not going to be the whole show. I just haven't been on since Saturday night after the vibes were great going into that rubber match or going into that third game, not needing a rubber match, thinking, hey, sweep them and be in first place. And all of that negativity, all of the Sundays that you ruined last month and last year, all of that is forgotten. But that's another thing going back to last year, 82-80. Oh, our fans deserve better. This is not good enough. We're going to audit ourselves. We're going to have a third party come in to see what we... Oh, no, we don't need a third party. We're good. We're good. We're just going to check our egos at the door and have a meeting about this and move forward. Oh, see? Well, nothing changed. It's the same team. It's the same DNA. It's the same energy. That loss, that one loss was the worst loss the Yankees have had in a long time. And there are so many holes that I can't believe that this is a championship team. And I want to be wrong. I want to win the World Series more than anything in sports. I want to be at that parade more than anything I can physically imagine. I'm already married. I have a kid. I've done all those things. So for the people out there like, oh, imagining a parade is a life thing. Yeah, I want to imagine the Yankees parade, or I want to be at the Yankees parade. I'm tired of imagining it. Like, that's one thing in my life that I wish I could see, because I skipped the last one. When I see this team can't field routine ground balls with the game on the line, when I see a left fielder who has played in that ballpark as a Red Sox and a Yankee, this is not his first rodeo. It's not his first time out there. He misplayed a ball earlier in the series. Get it together. Get it together, Alex Verdugo, no good lately. I don't know what the hell happened to that guy. All the hoo-hoo-hoo, all the dog stuff. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Every dog has his day. And man, did he have a day. He said, this one's on me. Yeah, you know why it's on you? Not just for that last play. Brian Hoke put out a tweet saying, Aaron Judge reached base three times today. Hit by pitch, two walks. Each time, Alex Verdugo made an inning-ending out behind him. Like, what's going on, bro? Are you zapped? Like, he talk about needing a break. That guy needs a break. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to do this the whole show, but basically the long and short of my Yankee take and how I feel and what I'm saying, I know they have the all-star break here where, you know, you take the time away, they get back with family, some of them are at the game, whatever. Good. It could be just what the doctor ordered. And I know that they also have in 15 days the trade deadline. But for me to be a baseball fan and a Yankee fan and a radio host, a media member, an analyst, a fanalist, whatever you want to call it, like, I would have to be a fool to say, yeah, this is a team that I think can win the World Series. They can't do regular little things. And when you talk about Clay Holmes as a closer, that's not a closer in October that I expect to get the job done. I have shortness of breath and trouble breathing when that guy comes on the mound. They need to cut the whole light show and playing his song in Yankee Stadium when it's a night game for him to come out. Like, as soon as we started doing that, he completely unraveled. He's been terrible as of late. I see people absolving him for the game Sunday. Oh, how many outs does he have to get, Keith? Oh, it's not his fault. Blame the defense. Blame everyone. Because him walking guys, he walked two guys before we got to that whole situation. That puts pressure on the defense. That puts belief in the mind of the Orioles and the fans, and this is a guy you've seen blow it so many times recently, it was almost inevitable. It was almost like you knew it was going to come. How was it going to happen? And it was Anthony Volpe, who has been great, made great plays in that series, couldn't literally field a routine ground ball and flip it to second base before Adley Rutschman slides in. And then Alex Verdugo with, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. I just don't know how that happens. Both of those plays were 99% chances of being made. Only the New York Yankees, the elite New York Yankees, find a way to botch those two plays. Verdugo takes a step in. I don't know how he was playing it with the great wall of Baltimore behind you. The guy falls flat on his face and laid there for a second. That's pitiful for a guy that in the beginning of the season was graded as the best defensive left fielder in the game. I don't know what happened to these guys. 888-808-1019. The trade deadline can't fix everything. The presence of a Brian Cashman and a Hal Steinbrenner does nothing. They lost that series in Tampa, and then they go on to win the series against a struggling L5, L6 almost Baltimore Orioles team that couldn't find it. Their manager grasping at straws to get them going. They choke on in that game that Ben Rice rallied. I could not believe it. And I literally was tweeting, this is a joke. Clay Holmes can't be my closer in October. And they got to figure something out. Volpe has regressed. Verdugo is in a bad one offensively. I saw Eric Boland put out a stat. I'm like, this guy is completely lost. In his last 25 games, Alex Verdugo is 16 for 100. What? This is a guy that Aaron Judge requested the Yankees go out and get. So, yes, there are problems with the New York Yankees. Acknowledge them. And if you want to be glass half full and say they've got a whole second half, they've got the trade deadline, that's good for you. I want to be, you know, optimistic as well, but I'm also not a fool. You can only go off of what you see. There's some terrible at-bats. There's some terrible defense. There's some non-hustling moments, and all of it compounded, it's not right in front of them. What's in front of them is more of the same. Fake elite, right? Acting like there's something they're not. When you do poverty baseball things like that, you do lower level baseball things like that, you can't do the fundamental, simple things to close the door and win. You were up 5-3, Clay Holmes, walking batters. I don't care who you are, coming out of the bullpen at any time, not just the closer. You're not supposed to come out of the bullpen and give up two walks in an inning. So they're all at fault. They're all at fault. 888-808-1019. That was embarrassing. And that's how the Yankees have made you feel. And I feel sorry for a lot of the Yankee fans that need the Yankees like they need air. I feel sorry for a lot of the Yankee fans that are looking at 15 years of a drought. It's probably going to continue. This is their DNA. This is who they are. They're in an identity crisis. And more, like, just look at what you've seen. Use your eyes over the last couple years. This is what they do. And we understand errors happen. We understand guys aren't robots. They aren't machines. They aren't perfect. But in that situation, with the game on the line, everybody's got to be looking around, locked in. Let's make a play. Let's get out of here and let's be done. And they couldn't. They couldn't. They gave them life, all of them. Clay Holmes, who doesn't know where the ball is going, so much so he threw a 98-mile-an-hour pitch into a guy's head. I know it was raining, but then even, you know, Volpe having the yips and Verdugo misplaying that ball. I'm like, this is who they are. Ball don't lie. So, yeah, maybe they win it all this year. Maybe their odds are the best out of the American League, but as of what I've seen in this first half, it is more of the same from other years where they failed. And I know they've got the great Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and all that. And for my money's worth, Ben Rice is Wally Pipp, Anthony Rizzo. But you still got Gleyber Torres on the team. I don't know, maybe Yorbit Vivas, his presence, who they gave us that. Oh, Yorbit Vivas is here. Oh, great. Then they don't want to play him. They just want him to be around just in case because J.D. Davis is sick. Maybe that got Gleyber Torres going a little bit. But all in all, I just expect more of the same. I expect October to come. And there to be big moments, and they can't make it out, and that's the difference in the game. I expect October to come, and them to continue rolling Clay Holmes out there, telling you he's one of the best relievers in the league, despite what you've seen with him blowing saves, and them expecting him to get the job done in the moment being way too big for him. We're talking about October baseball. Like, if the guy can't get it done in June, we're talking about the highest of stakes, the ALDS, the ALCS, the World Series. Come on, you can't sell me that. 888-808-1019. It's all good for the Mets, though. I mean, even though they faltered, even though they came up a little bit short, I get it. Think about where they were to where they are. Okay, they had a win streak going. It ends at 5. Okay, they don't complete the sweep of the terrible Colorado Rockies. That's baseball, though. Like, the Rockies have guys out there that wanted to get a win before the All-Star break, and they did. I mean, they don't complete the sweep, and they don't have an undefeated homestand, but they had good attendance. They had fans showing up, and they could have hit 50 wins, whatever, you know, could have been 5 games or whatever. They fell a little bit short of the ultimate, like, last goal. But all in all, when you look at the pace that they've played, the winning percentage, how many runs they're scored, and how much better their starting rotation has been, and how now even the bullpen has a circle of trust, that's something else that pisses me off with the Yankees. Like, the Yankees finally get a circle of trust with guys like Michael Tonkin, Luke Weaver, Kirk Cousins' cousin Jake. You like that? He has earned us to call him by his name. His name is Jake Cousins. Even guys like Tommy Canley in spots. Canley has been decent in spots. Like, they have developed a circle of trust, and Clay Holmes is on the outside of it. Anyway, back to the Mets. We'll talk Mets tonight. We'll talk about the first half, all of the great stories that have come out of Queens to dig them out of that hole. It took all of those great stories to pull them out of the hole that they dug for themselves. But they're in pretty good shape as we approach a trade deadline where I don't think there's any way they sell off. And as I'm looking at Pete Alonso on my screen, I hope Pete Alonso wins tonight for the three-peat so he can say he's done that. And he can use that in the offseason for leverage with whatever team he goes to. It won't matter because, like I said, win or lose, he's done. This should be his last one. Let somebody else come in. And I obviously know what the Mets have to add. They have to add bullpen pieces. But when you look up and down this lineup, and like I said, when you look at their rotation and Kodai Senga coming back and Christian Scott being here and what you're getting out of guys like David Peterson, what you're getting out of guys like Quintana, Minaya, and Severino lately, you got to be happy about that. This is a team that in this National League, why can't they be a wild card team that can advance and make some noise? We're about 20 minutes in. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Of course, we're going to talk NFL. RIP Jacoby Jones. Jordan Addison is a full-blown idiot. There's a top 10 quarterback list that I have to comb through and go through with everyone that can hear. And we are literally days away, like not even a couple days away. The Jets rookies and the Giants rookies are reporting to training camp this week. It's on. I told you guys it was a short amount of time until we start talking about football every day. It's already starting. Davante Adams to the Jets. That chatter is happening everywhere you look. Davante Adams to the Jets. I'll speak on it. I watched the first two episodes of Receiver on Netflix. It's pretty good so far. We'll talk trade deadline. We'll obviously watch the Home Run Derby. We'll talk All-Star Game. I'll share some of my experience and stories from going to four of these baseball festivals. I love it. I chose my family this summer, and I don't regret it. I don't have any FOMO. I'm glad that I'm here because that gives me the opportunity to do something I've never done. Rock 4 5-hour KM to AMs on the Fan in New York, and I didn't do that the last 2 years because I was at the All-Star Game.